If you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome. Welcome to the Pre-W. Smith Show. Kicking it off this morning, you know, we've got Brian Morton, Mark Pastoria, Kristen Kujawa. Guys, listen, I just got something kind of on my mind. There's a little bit of a beef going on here that I've just got to get out, and that is this. You know, over the weekend and even into last night, twice now, I've noticed something, and it's just kind of been on my mind. Got to see how you guys feel about this, and that is how tipping has changed as a result of the pandemic. How tipping has changed over the years, and now it seems you have to pay a tip on everything, but how it's changed since the pandemic. First, am I alone, guy? Last night I was driving home, taking my son home from a football practice from his middle school, and he had to have his favorite dinner. We stopped to go in, we pick it up, and they got the little screen there. They spin it around, you put your card in, and right there, right in front of your face, and you're in line, there's the tip thing. How much tip are you going to leave? It seems like we're tipping on everything these days. Am I alone? Guys, do you notice that tipping now is kind of almost mandatory? It's not even really what tipping used to be. Is it used to be a little bonus, some gratitude, some extra, you know, some extra cash for doing a great job. You really did good by me. And so here is a tip, an additional amount of pay to just show my gratitude. Am I just going on here? What do you guys think? Mark? Yeah.
No, it feels expected. I don't like it.
Right.
It feels
forced. That's a good word. That's right, Kristen.
I agree with you, Jeff. It's getting a little bit, I think it's called pressure tipping is what they're calling it now, or guilt tipping.
Guilt, yeah. I felt that guilt tipping last night. Mm-hmm. I was in line. I'm telling you, they spun the screen around, put your card in, let's go.
When they flipped the screen, was the tip amount already pre-selected, or did you get the option to, you know, press your tip choice? Because I was somewhere recently, and the tip amount was already predetermined.
Ooh.
And I was like,
yeah, and then you make the choice to make it more or less. Well,
yeah, I was a little kind of taken aback.
Yeah. I mean, well, right, because is the employer paying their employee sufficiently, mm-hmm. or now is part of the payment of the employee? Of course, you know, ultimately all payment of employees is passed along from the customer, the revenue driven to the business, then pays everyone who works for the business. But, I mean, now it seems as a result of the pandemic, we can talk about some of the ways the pandemic may have changed things up, but now it seems like we're paying part of someone's compensation as a mandatory, you use the word expected, Kristen, that's a good one. It seems like it's changed.
Yeah. And it could be good, because some people don't tip or don't tip enough.
That's true.
But if someone's paid at a baseline level, the tip is supposed to be that, you know, that proverbial frosting on the cake.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Right?
Agreed.
It's not the cake. Someone should be paying their employees enough, if assuming no tips, at least that's the way it used to be.
Right.
So if you got no tips, you still got paid at a fundamental baseline level. But the tips were the way to make some little extra income. Well, I had to do some research, and I will tell you, based on my research, I did find out that in fact, the pandemic has changed a couple of significant things. One, for example, in the restaurant business, it used to be, you know, you tip 15%, then it went to 20%. Now it's between 10 and 25%. So it did push the envelope a bit there. We're paying more as a tip at a restaurant. And then I also learned that many other services now have, like you say, it's almost become expected or mandatory that they get in on the action too. Everybody's getting tips these days. It seems like it's spread, and everything you do now, whether it's, you know, in the article here, they mentioned getting your nails done, you know, and so it goes on and on. All services. Now everyone is expecting
a tip. How
about
doing a podcast?
Yeah. For radio, we're not getting tipped.
No.
Although you joke about how about a podcast, there's something called Patreon where you can actually tip somebody because you enjoyed the content or the information so much. It is part of our culture now. Here are a couple of quick things. I've got some. Kristen, I know you were doing research as well, but tipping a bartender, $1 to $3 per drink. As I said, restaurants now, 15, I said 10 to 25, actually 15 to 25. So 15 is the minimum. But now it's opened up to as much as 25%. Mm-hmm.
And what about other services?
Same thing, right?
Food delivery these days, whether it's DoorDash, whatever it may be. You know how they've got the little tip down at the bottom? They highlight what they think the tip should be. Now, you can change it, but certainly you're tipping your food delivery person. Pizza delivery.
Rideshare drivers, 15%
Rideshare, right, exactly, right, right. Oh, it goes on and on.
Hair
tip
salon,
your barber,
15,
right, hair salon, 15-20%. Right, so I don't know. The pandemic, like it's changed so many things. I think it's had a big impact on this. I mean, now, even when you go to the counter at a restaurant to pick up an order, let's say you're going in to pick it up, you've still got tip pressure or tip guilt, as you said, Kristen, at the counter when the person simply takes your cash, puts it in the cash register, takes your payment for the meal, and then hands you the meal. Tip expected. And I think this is all really driven by, as I say, during the pandemic, a lot of this is driven by the fact that it's been accelerated because employers, especially these small businesses, had a hard time paying their employees. So what do? You'd open it up to encourage tipping even more. And now it's now there's that pressure, that tipping guilt. All right, so I had to get that off my chest, guys. Just did. There we go. Tipping is now part of the culture. It's not going to go away. You know, it seems like once you give, there's going to be no taking away. Well, there we have it. Got it off my chest right here on the Pre-W Smith Show. Back with more in a minute.